And what's their strong point?
If there are any more questions from the brothers?
To give, and sometimes the tarbiyah comes in an unplanned form. I mean, you plan your tarbiyah, you try to do it, and it doesn't work, and then subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal does something to you and it takes care of the whole thing. Like, for example, we can talk about Al-Qadr for a few hours. It's not going to affect you like what it affected the brother. I think this happened in, it was either Chechnya or Bosnia. There were two brothers in a trench, and a bomb landed right between them. Exact same distance from both. One of them died and the other didn't. I mean, what better lesson in Qadr than this? Allah is the one who controls your life. And he saw it right in front of his eyes. His brother died and he didn't. I mean, we can talk about Qadr for hours. It's not going to have an effect on this person like this particular event. So your experience, your life, is also a tarbiyah for you.
There was two eclipses in Ramadan. One of the days, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is two eclipses, a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse.
There is a hadith that says that there will be two lunar eclipses in Ramadan. The strength of the hadith is doubtful. Plus, where are the eclipses going to happen? Because every month, there is a solar and lunar eclipse somewhere in the world. Because the eclipses occur according to the lunar calendar in the beginning or the middle of the month. So the 1st and the 15th of the month are times for eclipses, because that's when the sun, moon and earth are lined up. And that happens every month, somewhere in the world. So is this talking about Mecca or is it talking about Medina? Allah Allah. However, when it happens, it could be a sign. See, with many of the events of As-Sa'ah, if the hadith is weak, but it did occur, that could strengthen the hadith. See, if it does happen, then that could be an indication that the hadith is strong. But we have to wait until it happens. Salaam wa rahmatullah.
Would you respect, I use it to get the bus,
and
it comes on time,
so just asking. If it's done for Akhirat, it could happen, but not for dunya. Yeah. What the young boy did by throwing the rock and asking for that karama, and you're sometimes in a situation and you don't know, it's unclear for you, and you want an indication from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an option better than flipping a coin or going to the lottery or these forms of random, haphazard ways of determining your future. Allah has given us istikhara. So istikhara is the method in which you use to get the indication from Allah. That is how you communicate with Allah Azza wa Jal to get the indication. And the result of istikhara could come in various forms. It could come in comfort in the heart, it could come in a dream, or it could come by the thing that is right happening. And the Sahaba used to use istikhara for their dunya affairs and their akhirah affairs. I mean, istikhara is for everything. For your business, for your family life, and for akhirah. Is there any way to repel the evil eye? When you wake up in the morning, you do the adhkar of sabah. When you go to bed, you do the adhkar of masa. After every salah, you do the adhkar of salah. That will take care of you. In the morning you recite some of the adhkar. Is Ayat al-Kursi in the morning. Ayat al-Kursi before you go to bed. This was, by the way, the advice given to us by Shaitan. Shaitan told us to recite Ayat al-Kursi in the morning and to recite it before you go to bed. And this is the only advice of Shaitan that we are encouraged to follow. And I hope you all know the hadith. Don't think that I'm making this up. And then you recite al-mu'awwidhat, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ in the morning, at night, and after every salah. question is that there's a lot of anxiety and there are ups and downs, so how can one control their iman? Well, first of all, you're not alone in feeling that anxiety. A lot of Muslims and Muslim scholars are feeling this anxiety and not knowing what will happen in the future. So, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who will have thabat, but there is this feeling that there's some events coming up soon. So we want to make sure that we're ready, and unfortunately I wouldn't have time to respond to the whole question because it's time for Maghrib. But in general, there's a lot of work that you need to do right now, immediately. It's not going to wait until tomorrow. No time for procrastination. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.